You're listening to Morning Edition on WHYY. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 7:44. Pennsylvania's intellectual disabilities rights movement is a work in progress. The struggle that began more than 60 years ago is about respect, independence, and services, all of which are being fought for still today. A new play called A Fierce Kind of Love brings the history of this movement to life, highlighting the challenges and successes of parents, their children, and others. Its cast includes men and women with intellectual disabilities. I recently spoke with playwright Suli Holum and actor and advocate Sean Elion about the work, based in part on real stories and interviews.
Live theater is always an event that is happening in real time that could only be happening with the people who are there, including the audience. In our piece, the performers acknowledge the audience's presence and are saying, "Welcome, this wouldn't be happening without you." And they're also saying this wouldn't be happening without the important figures in the intellectual disabilities rights movement.
Sean, what is your role?
I paid myself. I also paid this great man named Roland Johnson, who was in Pennhurst. And when he walked out of Pennhurst, he fought so that people can have the same rights as people without the disability have. And I think that's so important in society. Like, how can we call ourselves a great nation if we don't include all people?
And you mentioned Pennhurst, which was the institution in Pennsylvania shut down for its horrific treatment of patients. Suli, you use monologues, ensemble work, movement in the play.
And song.
I've heard you interviewed before, and you said this was a really hard project to take on. You felt tasked with, you know, an enormous responsibility to a big community.
Yeah, it took a long time to figure out how to make this very broad history accessible to the widest possible audience. And what I discovered over time was that the best thing to do was to let our ensemble lead me into what material was going to be the most resonant. And I discovered that the real power of this event is the opportunity to spend time with cast members, both the typical members of the cast and the folks with intellectual disabilities, because their engagement with this story and their engagement with each other is actively modeling what I'm hoping the audience's experience will be. There's a very important moment that happens at the beginning of the piece where typical members of the ensemble begin to tell the history of the rights movement, and they get to a moment where they use the R word. They are using it in historical context. They're talking about 1968, when that word was not considered problematic. And the members of the ensemble who have disabilities take that R word to task, and they take the typical members of the ensemble to task for using the word. Sean, do you want to talk about that moment?
In 2016, we don't use that word because that word has such a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, that's how they used to talk. But now, we don't want to be defined by that word.
The R word is retarded.
Yeah.
And you don't hear it so much anymore.
Well, President Obama just passed legislation to remove the R word from policy and law. It was still used in official documents until very recently.
A Fierce Kind of Love refers to a type of love. Help me out in defining that love.
Yeah, that phrase, A Fierce Kind of Love, was drawn directly from the mother of a child with disabilities who was describing the experience of what it meant. We talk in the play about how insanity is repeating the same actions over and over and expecting different results, and so is love. There are many times when you have to repeat over and over and over again to bring your child into a new understanding of the world. So when we came across that phrase, a fierce kind of love, we were looking for a way to bring these stories that are from a specific community into a place where they would be accessible. Identifying the fierceness of parental love really felt like the key.
Mothers have been really part of the backbone of the movement. Your own mother, Sean, how is she doing with this play? This is really a revealing of a lot of your life and hers.
My mom always told me that even though I have a disability, that I can always do anything and don't let that stop me. Without my mom, boy, where would I be? Like, she really have that first kind of love.
Performer Sean Alione and playwright Suli Holum, Temple University's Institute on Disabilities presents A Fierce Kind of Love at Christ Church Neighborhood House this week. Plus, they'll have related events, and you can learn more by going to afiercekindoflove.org. And we're listening to original music from the play from sound designer and composer Christopher Colucci.